Praise God, that's what it is, the anointing, the river of God. God's precious presence in our lives and in our show today. That's what we're all about here on Living the Good Life, is bringing the Word of God into your life, into your home, your car, wherever you might be, in an amazing way. And some of you are scattered in other countries. Welcome to Beacon of Hope Ministries' weekly radio show, Living the Good Life. We're in our 11th year and very excited to continue to bring the Word of God every single Sunday afternoon to you, wherever you might be. You can also listen to this show. It'll be played again this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, every weekend at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. I'll give that to you again if you want to write it down. Every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on www.StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So that's where you can hear this again, as always, on podcast, right here in TantalkNetwork.com. Podcast, go to Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show, and you can hear it again, or weeks that you might have missed. We actually had to do a couple reruns. We never, ever, ever do that. In fact, I think we went for 9 years and never did a rerun until this past year on Christmas Day, and then we had to during the storm on September the 10th. And with me today in the studio is my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we are glad to be here. And Pastor Jim, we had to do a rerun that day, didn't we? We couldn't even get here.
No, we couldn't. I mean,
it's pretty crazy.
Well, and of course, the Sunday before that was Labor Day.
Labor Day, and I was in the Keys for a memorial service for my brother-in-law. Yeah.
And then we were all kind of had our eyes on
Irma. The storm. It was coming.
But, you know, we pretty much scattered that Sunday, the 10th.
So yeah, yeah.
We were in Pensacola, and
a lot of, yeah, Angel and her family were up in North Georgia. We had a lot of people gone different places to try to get away from the storm. I stayed put, and I was fine, but, you know, it's always good to be cautious. And that was 2 weeks ago today. Can't even believe. It seems like it's been a lot longer ago than two weeks, doesn't it?
It does. It's kind of amazing that it's already been 2 weeks, but praise God, it's been 2 weeks.
It has been two weeks, and
I'm just believing that it's going to be another 96 years before this happens again.
Yeah, because that was really not good.
No. And I don't want to go through it again. But, you know, praise God, he kept us safe. I mean, it's really, for me, it's a testimony, because I prayed as we were leaving that God would, you know, just protect. We live in a mobile home with a big oak tree right next to it.
Right, exactly.
So I was praying God would protect the mobile.
Yes.
Keep the tree up. And apparently, according to one of our neighbors, we never even lost power. So
that's amazing.
That's an amazing blessing, because some of my coworkers were out for well over a week.
Well, the Angel's family was out for 8 days.
Yeah.
I was out for four. There were a lot of us that lost power, and it was not easy. We thank God for the protection, but we also want to pray for our dear brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico, also in Mexico, where we have Beacon of Hope has a radio station in Puebla, Mexico, and where God absolutely sustained for us there, took care of Enrique, the apartment the radio station, which is on top of the apartment. No cracks in the building. Everything is fine. Enrique is still recovering. He's the director of our radio station there in Puebla. It was weird. I was actually Skyping with him, which I mentioned on my Facebook post on Thursday. I was actually Skyping with Enrique. We had gone through about an hour's worth of stuff on new shows and everything we were talking about, and the earthquake hit, and the dining room chandelier was going at a rapid pace, flying back and forth. Everything was moving, and it was a pretty difficult situation. We'll talk about that probably a minute more back when we get to Psalm 46 a little while later. But God has taken care of us. And for those that have been so affected by these storms, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, I know, Pastor Jim, a lot of people feel like Jesus is coming soon. There's just so much going on, isn't there?
There is, you know, in just the natural world, in the political world, there is so much. So much going on. And, you know, this was my first hurricane. Irma was my first. I mean, I've lived here, 9 years. Been fortunate. We've had a couple of tropical storms. But no hurricane. And, you know, and then, you know, with the earthquakes and all that, I kept thinking of the scripture, men's hearts failing them.
Yes. So much fear.
And it's like,
we're going to talk about that today.
And the next verse after that is, when you see these things happen, lift up your heads, lift them up.
Right.
Because that's the posture of a victory.
Right.
For your redemption draws nigh. I had to keep remembering.
Exactly.
That was my hope.
Well, we do have the hope of eternal life, and praise God for that. We're going to talk more about all of this today on the show. We're glad you've joined us. If it is your first time to join us listening to Living the Good Life, welcome. If it's not, and since we've been on the air, we're in our 11th year. A lot of our listeners are people that listen routinely. And we've got Betty along here. Hi, Betty. Are you on okay on the phone?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor.
I thought you were calling in at 3:03.
That's what I heard her say.
Yeah, it was 3:06.
Well, I had to go check on my horses.
All right. Okay, we're teasing you. We're glad you're with us today. Guess what, guys? God is good all the time.
God is good.
Good way to start the show, don't you think? New series today. Listen, sing along if you know it.
All the time.
Yes, he is.
He put a song.
Can I get an amen from you, Pastor Jim and Betty?
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory.
God is good.
It's gonna ramp up here in just a second.
All the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. Yes, he is. God is good. All the time.
Here we go.
God is good. All the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. His light will shine. God is good. Yes. God is good all the time. That's right. Let's. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave or forsake you, and his word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Yes, he is. Listen. We were sinners and so unworthy, still for us he chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercy.
Good. Pastor Jim and Betty, can we have an amen right here?
Amen.
God is good. I like that verse in there where it says, even though we don't know what God's up to, you know, I can't remember the exact words, He's still good.
I may not know His plans.
God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
Sing along.
His light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good. He's so good. He's so good. God is good.
Amen.
He's so good.
Amen.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Love it. God is good all the time. Amen. And that's how we're starting this show today, because He is good all the time. Some of you out there may say, well, what happens when bad things are happening to good people? Is God still good then? God sees the big picture in all of our lives, and He knows the things we need to go through. And that song says, go back, say that verse again, PJ, because that's right on.
Though I may not understand all the plans He has for me.
Right.
You know, and we don't. We don't. I mean, we go through bad things.
We do.
We live in a fallen world, so bad things are going to happen.
They are.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, those are part of this fallen nature of the planet.
Sure.
It's just things that happen.
Right.
But if we let God move, if we turn these things over to God, He will turn it around.
He always does.
He always does.
You know, and in the midst of what we've just gone through with Irma Cain here, it's been a real lesson, I think, to a lot of people in our area, how they prayed and believed, and it did lessen. The hurricane did far less damage than was predicted.
Amen. Praise
far
God.
Less devastation. Our homes were preserved. There were a few limbs down here and there, but really we were protected and taken care of. And God's our protector. And we talked about that last Sunday on the show as we started this new series. And the series is entitled, Who Is He? And we talked last week about El Shaddai, that He is our mother hen God. We can run to Him and we are safe. We can hide under His arms and we can know the protection from Almighty God. Whether you're in a physical storm or whether you're just going through one of those stormy, traumatic times in your life, God is there. Talk to us, Betty. He is always there, and He is good, and He's not mad at you, dear listener. He is not mad at you. Talk to us, Betty, and then we'll go to PJ for that.
No, God is good. He is good all the time. That basically says it all. You know, if God be for us, Mm-hmm. Who can be against us?
Right.
Who else would you want on your cheering squad, or who else would you want leading your team?
Right.
But Jesus Himself, mm-hmm. and that's why when we talk about God being our protector, El Shaddai.
Yes.
You know, his hand covers us. He's always there. He's ever present. He's omnipresent. His love just encompasses us and helps us to stay, to keep our face like flint, even though we're going through some struggles.
That's right.
I think in the last couple of weeks has been a real turning point for all of us.
Right.
Is to see the greatness of God.
Yes.
The power mm-hmm. of Almighty God. Is to see people who are standing. I mean, it just still brings me to tears about, I mean, even though we're up here in Indiana, we were praying so hard for Texas and for Florida.
Right.
And to see people standing on the beach where there was always water. We walked those beaches.
Yes.
We walked them. There was no water, but there were people standing and praying and praising God for his omnipotent power.
Yes.
To push the storm. Lessen the severity of it.
Yes.
And I mean, it was posted all over, but it's funny. It never made the national news. It made social media.
Yeah.
These people raising their hands and praising God. People, that's the power of Almighty God.
Amen. Amen. You mean when the water went out of Tampa Bay before the storm surge came in, it was quite interesting. Yes. To see those pictures and to see people out there praying and believing. And PJ, you want to comment on that? We've just been through it, and we've seen God move mightily in our midst.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to follow up with what Betty had said earlier. You know, you quoted Romans 8:31. And, you know, for anyone who doubts the goodness of God, I just want to read the next three verses.
Go ahead.
From the Amplified.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll read verse 31 too. What shall we say then to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us?
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
He who did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, mm-hmm. graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against God's elect, his chosen ones? It is God who justifies us, declaring us blameless and putting us in a right relationship with himself. Who is the one who condemns us? Christ Jesus is the one who died to pay our penalty, and more than that, who was raised from the dead and who is at the right hand of God, interceding with the Father for us.
Amen.
You know, and the next verse mm-hmm. is, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? And oddly enough, it has, you know, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword. In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer because we can trust in the God who, you know, Satan would like to say, well, you know, God did this to you. God caused Irma. God caused Harvey. God caused the earthquake because you're all a bunch of sinners.
It's not like that.
That's not like that. Like I said earlier, these are just things in a fallen world that happen. Mm-hmm. But God has done everything.
Right.
The Father, it says, he didn't even spare his own son. But Jesus willingly came to pay the price for our sins so that we could be in a relationship with the Father.
Amen.
And he's not going to kick us out. He's not going to kick us out. He's not going to condemn us.
It's because he loves us so much.
He wants the best for us. It's not like he's sitting up there, well, you sinned. You know, he's not sitting up there with, like, you know, Zeus ready to throw a lightning bolt at us if we step out of line.
No, he's not like that.
That's not it at all. I mean, and you're probably going to get these scriptures in Isaiah chapter 30. I was reading the ones just before that.
Right, they're so good.
You know, we did those in church today. He longs to be gracious.
Yes, he does.
He yearns.
Loves being good and kind.
He loves being good and gracious and kind.
And, you know, I think so many people out there in radio land do not understand that God is not mad at them. So let's say it in a positive instead of double negative. So many people need to hear God is not mad at you. No matter what mistakes you have made in your life, no matter how far away you may have drifted from God, God is saying to you, dear listener, today, God is not mad at you. He loves you with an everlasting love. God is good all the time. Talk to us, Betty. God is good all the time.
Never a time that he's not.
Amen.
I want to read a scripture, if I may.
You guys are great. All right. Bring it on, girls. Guys, girl, guy, whatever. Yeah, go. Sorry.
Yeah, BT and PJ.
Yeah, BT and PJ.
That's right. And this is just a small snippet of how God cares. 1 Peter 5:7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, so that in due time, he will exalt you.
Yes.
And that's you, dear listener.
Yes.
Cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Be sober-minded and alert. Now, this is what's happening. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
That's right.
And that's what one of the scriptures that came to me during what'd you call her? Hurricane Irma? You called her
Irma Kane.
And that is one that, besides Psalm 91, is that God spared so many people.
Right.
Desolation, desperation. I mean, he spared us.
Yes.
And I think sometimes, you know, we were setting up here in Indiana, how we take things for granted.
Right.
That, you know, yeah, we have similar situations with tornadoes. Mm-hmm. We don't have the hurricanes. We don't have the tsunamis. We don't have, you know, we have had earthquakes, but we take things so lightly. We take things so for granted. One of the things that we take the lightest is when Jesus died on the cross. It's just what PJ read. That he sent his son.
Yes.
His only son.
Yes.
Died for me and for Pastor Jim and for Pastor Marcia and our listeners.
Right.
That's how good God is.
Oh, amen.
He's a good, good father. And he cares for each and every one of us. And he cares about what you're going through at the present time. And having some illness this week myself, is that God cares for me even in my situation. He cares for your situation, Pastor Marcia. He cares for our listeners who are desperate for something. They're looking for something and they just can't find it. You're not going to find it. Man is not going to satisfy you. Drugs are not going to satisfy you. Alcohol is not going to satisfy you. The only great satisfaction that you will receive is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And he is. I mean, I just, that song, you know, God is good. He is an awesome, he is a good, good father.
He is. And, you know, we need to remember that when we are facing very difficult times like we were facing with Irma Kane and the Texas floods and all of this, Puerto Rico, when we're going through difficult times, we need to remember his nature, who he is. That's why we're doing this series, Who Is He? Because we want to drill it down into you. He is good and he has a plan for your life. Go ahead, PJ, and then we'll do this song.
Yeah, I have to put a plug in for the new Amplified version. It's great.
Okay.
But 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified version, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection.
Wow.
And watches over you very carefully.
I love that.
And I'm reminded, I believe Psalm 121, he who watches Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps.
So God was watching over us and taking care of us. And I can honestly say I did not evacuate my home. I stayed there and I felt such a peace. But I lost the power before I knew that the hurricane had turned and wasn't coming straight at us. So I was, you know, just there in the dark and saying, okay, God, I thank you. You got it. You got it taken care of. And you know what? Here's the message for all of you today. No matter what your situation is out there, dear listener, we want to talk directly to you today. God is good and God loves you and he has a plan. And this is not the song I was going to play, but it is for someone out there. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Whoever you are, receive this. You can send me a text and tell me it's you if you like. 727-888-4171 if you'd like to text during the show. 727-888-4171.
Make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. Will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way.
Take it. Get it down on the inside of you.
There seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day.
Make a way in your life, dear one.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Praise God. Praise God. just feel like there are some people out there in our audience today. Maybe you're listening on podcast, and after this has aired live, we're live right now. But there are some people out there who have felt so discouraged and defeated and really afraid of what's coming next, whether it's storms or it's just financial issues or it's relationship problems, whatever the issues are in your life, God would say to you today to trust Him in the middle of your struggle, that He has an answer for your life, and that He asks you to get very, very serious about Him and make Him your priority. Get in the Word of God. Trust Him. Get in the book of Psalms. It'll help you tremendously. God says there's an answer for you. Maybe it's right here during this show today, but God is speaking to someone out there right now. PJ, you got something God just gave you?
Well, yeah, I may be skipping way, way, way ahead.
Go ahead.
Scripture-wise, but Psalm 27.
Go ahead.
13 and 14.
Go ahead. Great.
I would have just have despaired had I not believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Do it with confidence.
Yes.
He's going to show up.
Yes.
He's going to show up. And don't despair, because you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
And we started the show with, He is good all the time.
Right.
I mentioned this morning that Psalm 27, and we will go to that in a moment. Actually, let's go to Psalm 27, verse 1 right now, because it talks about fear. And I want to play a song in a minute, Whom Shall I Fear? Because so often the thing that is, who said this? President Roosevelt many years ago, the fear.
The only thing we have to
fear is fear itself.
I believe that was Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill. That's right, it was. Winston Churchill. And the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Why is that? Why is fear such a huge enemy? And Psalm 27, verse 1, we're going to go there in a minute. But let's answer that question first. Betty, let me go to you first, and we'll go to PJ. Why is fear such a big, huge problem in our lives? Are you there, Betty?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
My cats are here in the room.
Did you say meow or mute? What did you?
Mute.
I'm teasing.
That was good. That was
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that fear is that it comes from the devil.
Absolutely, it does.
It comes to us at times of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to us at a point where we still don't have total faith in God. And I think what happens is once we begin to recognize it, fear and anxiety play a role in a lot of our lives. And the Bible tells us not to worry. It tells us not to fear. And each day has a little bit of issues of itself. So when you think of fear, it's an emotion that we all feel at some point in our lives. But what happens is when you feel that fear, that scared, you're just not sure what's going to happen. You're not going to, you don't even know where the money's going to come in
right.
to pay for next week's bill. As I found in my own life, is that when I have that fear and anxiety, is I begin to praise Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know to some listeners, well, Betty, you're off your rocker. I let fear overcome me. I used to have anxiety attacks. And
you say you did? You used to have it? Okay.
I had anxiety attacks that were horrible. The last one I can truly remember is trying to get home to my daughter Megan when Grayson was diagnosed with CDH,
right,
congenital diaphragmatic hernia. I had anxiety so bad. The devil had me so wrapped up in fear.
Right.
That soon as I began to praise God, and I said, God, I don't know what is going on in my life. I don't know what's going on within me.
Right.
But God, I know that you're greater than that.
Right.
That you help me overcome fear. Fear is devastating.
Oh, it's gripping. It takes a hold of us.
It takes a hold of us, and it can drag us down. It can actually wrap us in chains.
Right.
It can keep us to the point where we can't be what God wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be what God wants us to be because we're so wrapped up in fear of change, fear of stepping outside of our comfort zone. That's a different kind of fear. Fear of storms, fear of somebody's out to get me. I mean, there are so many dimensions of fear. God has overcome it. God is he's the chain breaker.
Right.
He's the person that helps us to, the point I'm trying to make is I'm going around here in circles, is praise.
Praise.
Thanking him.
Yes.
And I know we've talked about this on the air about, you know, praising God. Yeah, I've got this problem, but God, you're good.
Amen.
God, you're greater than any of my fears, any of my anxieties. And it just seems to lift. It makes the burden lighter.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart, Pastor Mark.
No, you're exactly right. Fear is one of the worst enemies that we have to deal with. And we don't have to deal with it as much as we do deal with it, is my point. Pastor Jim, talk to us about that.
Well, that's so true. I mean, what is it? The fear not or something similar to it as spoken by God is found 365 times in the Bible.
It's the most frequent command in the Bible is fear not.
Fear not. And there's an old song we used to sing, "Fear not, for I am with you." I mean, it's goes way, way back.
Yeah, way back.
Way, way back. But fear is the opposite of faith.
It is.
You can operate in one or the other, but you can't operate in
mm-hmm.
both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fear just, fear is actually kind of a time waster. I mean.
No, that's a good point.
I have to say, I had a paralyzing fear of tornadoes, and if by chance any of my sisters are listening to this, they can fully attest. I had a paralyzing fear of tornadoes. There was, I mean, I would lose it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got saved in October of 1973. There was that huge outbreak the following April, that super outbreak of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I mean, I didn't find Jesus. He found me and brought my feet out of the mire. But for the first time, it's like, I'm not afraid.
Wow.
I can hear the storm sirens go off and I'm at peace. God took that fear away. And it just kind of fell off of me. And because one of the first things I learned is if I go, I get to be with Jesus.
Right.
I don't lose by this. And I think that's where so much fear comes from, is fear of I'm going to lose something. I'm going to lose my home. I mean, I know during Irma, fear tried to creep in. Well, what if we lose the mobile? And what if the tree falls on the mobile? Because the way our insurance is set up, the only way we could recover anything is if the mobile was completely gone. And, you know, Satan used that, but it's like, you know, I had to stop. I just said, no.
Yeah, you have to
I'm not going to be afraid.
You got to take authority.
I turn this over to God. What happens, happens. God is still in control. And I think that's the other thing. We feel like one of the big fears is fear of losing control, or fear that nobody's in control,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Right.
And we need to remember God is always in control.
Right.
Even when things look horrible, God is still in control. He's not dropped the ball. And God,
yes,
if I may,
yes.
just for a quick second.
Go ahead.
I know in what is it? In Revelation, of all places, God pointed this out to me. I believe it's in Revelation chapter 9, mm-hmm. right in the middle of the trumpets, mind you. But about the, let me see if I can find it. The army from the east, yes. Revelation 9, verse 15. And this just shows you how in control God is. So the four angels who had been prepared for the appointed hour and day and month and year mm-hmm. were released to kill a third of mankind. I underlined that, not for the killing of mankind part, but God has it.
He's got it.
Out to
He's
the
got it.
Hour, to the
he
minute,
does.
To the second.
He does.
And we don't, you know, if we just trust him, we talked about that earlier in the show.
Yes,
if
trusting.
We just trust him.
Right.
That he's got it under control, that he's going to work it out for us. It doesn't matter what happens. We don't have to be afraid.
Right. I mentioned it Sunday this morning in our service as I was preaching, but I want to mention it again. In World War II, my dad, Bill Wagner, was a runner for the U.S. Army. And he was a good runner in high school, and they saw his abilities, and he became a runner on the front lines in Germany. And he was charged with carrying messages between, like important people, like colonels and majors and stuff like that. Because they didn't have cell phones or anything else. They had Morse code. I don't know what they had, but it wasn't. They had codes of kinds, but messages. But he was actually running messages, paper messages. And at any given point, he could or should have died because most of his buddies in his little group were killed. And there was this one particular day in Germany where it was so bad and the bombing all around and everything that he was utterly petrified and the fear overcame him. And he told this story many, many times to us, his family, all through his life. He's now with Jesus. But there were haystacks in this field in Germany, and he and some of his buddies, as the enemy was approaching them and they were going to be surely killed, they jumped into a haystack and hid. And during that time, God ministered to him Psalm 27, which became his life chapter that you were just mentioning. PJ, you were mentioning the last two verses of "I would have despaired unless I would have believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." My dad's one of his very favorite verses. And Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And I believe that fear is one of the worst enemies we have. And that's why it is the most frequent command in the Bible. Fear not. Fear nothing. Do not fear. One of the most frequent commands in the Bible, because it paralyzes us and takes us down a road of despair like nothing else will. I mean, fear takes us captive so often. 2 Timothy 1:7, then I want to go to Betty for a comment. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind." And I can tell you, when you're overcome by fear, like my dad was that day that he jumped in the haystack, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. We wouldn't be having this show right this minute if he had died or if he had succumbed to the fear. But when fear is knocking at our door, we must remember that fear does not come from God. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's what God gives us. And with our sound mind, we can remember the scripture mm-hmm. and we can get strength from the scripture. And talk to us, Betty, about all that. And thank God my dad survived that day and all those other days in World War II.
Yeah, we thank God for him too. One of the things while you were talking is Deuteronomy 31:6. Is "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them.
Amen.
For the Lord God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you."
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that we have to put in the back of our mind, put it in storage, put it in a safe little place, so that when we are overcome by fear, anxiety, worry, whatever seems to trouble you, God has an answer for it. And there's a thing, anything that you're concerned about, the Bible has an answer for. And that's where we have to turn. We can't turn to the news. We can't turn anywhere. We've got to turn our eyes upon God. We have got to saturate ourselves with the Word of God, because His Word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it pierces. It pierces mm-hmm. the bone, the marrow that is within us.
Mm-hmm.
So just think, guys, if we got that Word, and our listeners got that Word so deep down inside of us,
right?
When the hurricanes hit, or up here, when tornadoes hit, is that we have to believe that God is in control,
mm-hmm.
that there we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear.
Amen.
And because He is with us.
Yes.
And those very small words that we can keep in the back of our mind, He is with us.
Amen.
He will never leave me nor forsake me.
Oh, He will not. He cannot. It's against His nature to leave us or forsake us, right? I mean, it's His nature to fulfill His word. He is the God who keeps His promises. He's not just a promise maker. He's a promise keeper, right? He certainly is. Praise God. So good. So good, Betty. I agree entirely. Let's look at Psalm 27:1 right there. And in your Bible, Psalm 27:1, my dad's favorite passage of scripture. Let's look at that. PJ, you want to talk about that? And you can read it in a different translation here.
Yeah, this is, again, the here Amplified.
Okay.
The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is the refuge and fortress of
yes.
my life.
Yes.
Whom shall I dread?
Right.
And I like that. I mean, a lot of the scriptures, especially in church this morning, we did Psalm 46:1. It talks about God is my refuge, my fortress.
Yes.
And, you know, we're coming up on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, the end of October.
Do you want to explain all that?
When Martin Luther nailed those 95 theses up on the Wittenberg church door.
Right.
That it'll be 500 years ago this Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this October 31st. So, and, you know, the song that he's most famous for is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, based squarely out of Psalm 46. But I think sometimes, you know, we sing hymns, we don't even think about the words.
Right.
I'd encourage all of our listeners, don't just read that first verse, but read all that hymn, because there's some mighty powerful confessions
absolutely.
That hymn. But, you know, a mighty fortress is our God.
Mm-hmm.
A bulwark, never failing. I think that's what Psalm 27:1, Psalm 46:1, that's what that's talking about. A fortress, something impenetrable. Something
yes.
no enemy can break into. God is that fortress.
Amen.
And He's our refuge. He's someplace we can go to be safe. A refuge is someplace you go to be safe.
Exactly.
And we can go to God for that very thing.
Oh, amen. And we need to do that. And listen to this song, Whom Shall I Fear, by Chris Tomlin. Love it. Let it minister to you.
Whom shall I fear?
I love that. Whom shall I fear? I hold on to your promises. You are faithful. Talk to us, Betty. He is so faithful with those promises. We just did that whole series, Precious Promises. So many promises that God has for us in his word. We've got to be faithful to hang on to them because he's faithful to perform them.
Yes, he is. He is faithful. I will attest to that. I think one of the things that I think sticks with me the most is being faced up.
Yes.
And
yes.
Believing. And yes. One of the ways that I guess you come to that knowledge is trusting him is through total surrender. It comes, I mean, we do it so few and so far between that we forget a lot of the promises that he's told us. He's told us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's told us to do not fear. I mean, all of these things that he's actually spoken. He's spoken to the disciples. He spoke to the disciples even after his ascension into heaven. Is do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid.
That's
trust
right.
me.
Yes.
Believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Even after thinking of at the Last Supper is. I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place
right.
for you. And those are the things that, and I just in the last few days, it's just like he kept coming to the disciples, even after he was crucified, to try to encourage them to go on.
Right.
You've got to take my word. You've got to take it here and you've got to take it there.
Sure.
And if they don't do this, you've got to encourage them. Tell them about me. Tell them the good thing. Tell them the good news.
Right.
And the good news is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And it's so important to,
right.
when your faith is lacking, that's when Jesus is closest to us the most, when we're sad, when we cry, when we just don't have any place else to turn to, is we turn to the God of angel armies.
Amen.
I mean, to me, that is just, it still sends goosebumps down my spine because how awesome that is.
Woo, God of the angel armies.
God of angel armies. I mean, it is just, you know, we can get into our whoo.
I know.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
Oh, we got more coming up.
You know that. And we've got more to talk about.
All right. We're getting ready. Almost getting to the top of the hour. God of the angel armies. We're going to talk about him and who he is. And this series is Who Is He? Last week, we talked about him being El Shaddai, our protector God, the God Almighty of blessings, the God who is the all-sufficient one. So whatever your needs are today, dear listeners, God knows your situation. But he wants you to talk to him. And bring your request. He says over and over again to bring our request to him. And he is good and he will answer your prayers. He will because he loves you. And just a quick moment here, PJ, would you talk about the prayer line that you and Betty and Shell handle for Beacon of Hope and why it's important and how to access it?
Surely. we... at Beacon of Hope, believe that God answers prayers. Obviously, we talked, you know, we had this series on precious promises. Here we're talking about who God is. He is a faithful God.
Amen.
And we believe he answers prayers.
Amen.
And doesn't matter if they're big, small, in between, he wants to answer your prayers. I mentioned the scripture earlier. He longs to be gracious.
Yes, he does.
He longs to do these things. So
right.
if you have a prayer request, no matter how big, how small, doesn't matter. Please send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And either myself or Betty or Shell will pick it up. We send it out to our prayer team. We attach a prayer. And the only thing that we would ask in return, and we're, of course, more than happy to pray for you, is that when God answers your prayer, that you would let us know. Because I do keep track of those praise reports. because I think it's important that we say, you know,
amen.
We ask here and God moved. We did.
Right.
We ask and God moved. We
right.
ask and God moved.
They're faith builders, you know?
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's so important to have our faith built up. And one of the best ways for that to happen is for us to hear about people getting their prayers answered, mm-hmm. for us to realize that God is answering prayers. Betty, do you want to address that? And then would you talk about our Facebook post, please?
Oh, I tell you, it is no greater thing than you can do is to pray for a friend. Because God hears us, he listens to us. And I think one of the greatest things we can do is to try to get the word of God out to as many people as possible. And that's what Beacon of Hope Ministries is doing now through social media, is talking about the Facebook post. I've lost count of how many shows that Pastor has given through the precious promises, through healing messages, through encouraging messages, through Facebook.
Well, it's been on since about the middle of January, but we've missed a week or two here and there, the storm and some other things. But basically, since the first of this year, we have our posts up there, Facebook posts.
And it's just maybe 13 to 17 to 21 minutes, who's counting?
Right, or 21 minutes.
Becky is counting.
21 minutes even. Who's counting? Because it's midweek instruction, midweek encouragement through God's word. And, you know, sometimes you can hear the dogs, the jingle of their little tags.
My doggies, yes, my doggies.
You know, Zoe and little Mackie.
Zoe Grace and Macklin Grace, you know. And then your granddaughter, Zoe Grace the human.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. we have a slew of Zoe Grace's mm-hmm. life, and it's so good. And I get to critique sometimes.
Yes,
on
you
these
do.
Posts, but they're Pastor Marcia. They are encouraging people who maybe for shut-ins. If you know someone who can't get out to a service, or there's no one that comes to encourage them, I encourage them to get to a computer, get to a phone, show them these posts, because they are exactly what you need for the week. And it just seems that way. Everything that you've talked about in these last few snippets of your show for the Facebook posts they just hit right at the same time. I needed this. I mean, you can hear people, you know, just post some comments. I needed this today,
right,
Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's the timeliness.
Thank you for being obedient.
Yes, the timeliness of it. So thank you for talking about that, Betty. And we are getting a lot of response from these Facebook posts. You can go to my page, Marcia McAllister, spelled CIAMARCIAMC, or go to Beacon of Hope Ministries. Ours is the Beacon of Hope Ministries that has the lighthouse that's got different colors in it. And you can find these. We have hashtags on them, so you can tell your friends. Last week was hashtag protected. So we have hashtags on them, so you can just tell your friend, go to Facebook and pull up hashtag protected. You know, it's an easy way to find it. It's time for station ID. Let's do that, and then we'll